Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. No new deaths due to COVID-19 complications reported by the Iowa Department of Health in the last 24 hours that ended this morning at 10 a.m. 600 more Iowans have tested positive for the coronavirus. Almost 3,600 have died during the pandemic, including two more in Woodbury County, for 159 deaths locally and 25 new cases. Even though no deaths were added in Iowa today, on Sunday, health officials recorded another 138 deaths. They have said there is a lag between when a person dies and when it is reported. Over the last week, Iowa's been reporting an average of almost 46 deaths per day. The latest numbers continue to improve in Nebraska on Sunday, with the number of hospitalizations remaining below 600. That number has been steadily falling since setting a record of about 1,000 a month ago, but it remains more than 2.5 times higher than it was on October 1st. Hospitalizations at Sioux City's two medical facilities did increase today by a half dozen patients, for 56 in all. That is about half of the record high reached on December 1st. And the number of COVID-19 cases in South Dakota over the last 2 weeks continues to fall compared to the rest of the country, although the state's death count is still very high on a per capita basis. The state added 20 more deaths on Monday for a total of 1,381, including 30 in Union County, 60 in Lincoln, and 11 in Clay County, South Dakota. The COVID tracking project ranks the state's seventh highest per capita at 153 deaths per 100,000 people. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast at 4:04.